Abracadabra.
Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me neighbours? But they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers.
of light from your lazy old sun.
Something else by the Kinks. That's Lazy Old Sun wrapping up that set of music. Before that, speaking of lazy, how about Lazy Sunday from some Small Faces in that set? Also, Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney attacking an Ian Dury, the Blockheads tune. I'm partial to your abracadabra. Start off some brand new music from Walter Brigade, Walker Brigade. I don't know who Walter Brigade is. I think he's my neighbor, but Walker Brigade. Who could also be my neighbor, I guess? I don't know. Maybe everyone's my neighbor. Fancy Boots. Fancy Boots. Now, it's funny, and I didn't really mean to make this happen, but the tribute album I pulled the Ian Dury on is called Brand New Boots and Panties. So I got a little boot theme in there, and I've got some lazy things in there. I don't know at all. All gets us to where we are now. With your lazy host, the Mockster. It's 6 minutes past your 10 o'clock hour. It's 88.3 FM. It is WRCT Pittsburgh. It is. I'm going to remind you that most party fouls, let's face it, they're pretty dumb. Sometimes they land you in like that unfortunate nickname, like the Mockster. Or that nasty bruise. Or they make you the star of a few embarrassing social media posts. But the damage usually just ends there. However, underage drinking and driving, boom, that's a party foul with real consequences. If you get busted, you could actually have to pay some fines, do some community service, lose your license. Think of that. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and your good friends here at WRCT. Have you turned on Joe's Garage? Have you tuned into Joe's Garage? Have you dropped out with Joe's Garage as he spins the best in psychedelic punk and rock? On what show? Oh, it's called Joe's Garage. It's Monday evenings from 7 to 8 here on WRCT. I have a very short mock coming up at midnight. Currently, it's a four-song mock, which is the minimum. Don't know if I'll dig deeper or just go the four songs. And all songs are probably like 2 minutes long, so probably like an eight-minute mock. Hey, did you know that this weekend is yet another record store day weekend? They just can't get enough of these. And I got an email from our good friends at Get Hip Records saying that, hey, we've got stuff for you, and they're running some sales and having some specials down at Get Hip. I know that. So I was like, oh, it's record store day. I am so far out of the loop. Let me go see what's on the list. Let me see what's on the list to see what I can bribe my friends to pick up for me because I, again, we mentioned lazy. I'm too lazy to go out on my own. I did in my younger days, but... that's for the kids. And one of the albums I noticed that is being issued or reissued is the debut from Golden Smog, I should say. It's called On Golden Smog. Originally came out in the Crackpot record label out of Minnesota back in 1992, actually, is when it's released. First EP is a bunch of great cover songs by people from other bands.
I am just a cowboy.
And I heard my rockin' attorney talking about Thin Lizzy on his show last night. So let's merge those two from the On Golden Smog album. It's Golden Smog doing Thin Lizzy's cowboy song.
The coyote call, and the howling winds wail, as I ride out on an uncertain sundown.
Hang on. Well, bebop, Luna, she's my baby. Bebop, Luna, I don't mean maybe. Bebop, Luna, she's my baby. Bebop, Luna, I don't mean maybe. Bebop, Luna, she's my baby. I'm a baby, I'm a baby. Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the team. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby. Let's rock! She's the one with the flying feet. She's the one that walks around the store. She's the one that yells more, 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 more. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby. Let's rock again now.
I saw you standing on the corner. You look so big and fine. I really wanted to go out with you. So when you smiled, I laid my heart on the line.
from their very first album, Blondie, and their very first single. That's the very first single that I think Chris Stein actually wrote. Ex-Offender. Originally, the name of the song was Sex Offender. And the label didn't dig that. And Debbie Harry went back and rewrote the lyrics to change the plot of the song, and they rebranded it as Ex-Offender. Before the Blondie, how about some Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps with a little Bebopalooa? Played The Move in there as well. Jeff Lynne's project before ELO with Down on the Bay and Golden Smog. Golden Smog from On Golden Smog and their version of Thin Lizzy's Cowboy Song. I mentioned the On Golden Smog, that original album. Well, not the original. If it was original, it wouldn't be being reissued, but for Record Store Day this weekend, it's coming out. It's kind of like there's a Bad Company cover on there. There's a Stones cover on there. Some good stuff. On Golden Smog was kind of like a super group from the Minneapolis area of the 1990s. One of those members was a gentleman named Carl Mueller. Carl was the original bass player and founder, one of the founders of Soul Asylum. And sadly, it's today is the anniversary of his death. I think it's 17 years ago he passed away. Back in, 2005. That's what it was, at the age of 41. Let's go back to Hang Time and let's play some Soul Asylum in tribute to you, Carl. And play you some cartoon. Hey, it's Viva Lamont. Give me a call if there's a song you want to hear. 412-268-WRCT. 412-268-9728.
Dragging by some coattail, I can't see. It's too dark, but I've got to know.
So NOFX doing their version of OMD's Electricity, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Monk radio program. Yeah, NOFX doing an orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark song. I've seen it all! Before the NOFX, Erie, Pennsylvania's own My Three Scum with Toast. Played some Stiff Little Fingers in there with Wasted Life and start the entire set with Soul Asylum. Went back to Hang Time for Cartoon. Gets us here. It's 23 minutes before your 11 o'clock hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Thank you much. Thank you much. Thank you much. Thank you so much for tuning in on a Friday evening. Don't forget, on Tuesday afternoons, you can hear an abridged version, an encore presentation of this very same show. Yeah, there's about, I don't know, a little over an hour of it that's an actual just, I just record it and I just play it. But it's a 4-hour show, so then I take the other hour and I mix some of the great songs that might have been requests, suggestions, just a good set of music, and I cram it into a 2-hour encore presentation. Hey, speaking of requests, if you have one, drop me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to hear. We're going to do a Ohio Express mock at midnight. Yeah, the Ohio Express going underneath, and the rare breed, apparently. One and the same of sorts. Going underneath the mock light at midnight tonight. Again, the request line is 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728, or you can drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. I'm going to remind you, it's time to pretend that it's summer. It's the Brian Jonestown Massacre here on Viva La Mock.
Let's pretend that it's summer and a bright sunny day, and we're feeling so happy 'cause the clouds went away as you run by the seaside, headed down to the bay. I could hear myself say, it's loud and fun. We smile and run and live for a while, feeling free with a smile. Yeah, we're feeling so happy 'cause the blues were.
modern world. This is the modern world. What kind of fool do you think I am? You think I know nothing of the modern world? All my life has been the same. I've learned to live by hate and pain. It's my inspiration drive. I've learned more than you ever know.
Wrapping up that set of music because this is a modern world or something like that. Before the Jam, Elvis Costello and the Imposters from their latest release, Farewell OK. Beat Farmers in there. Joe reached out to me on the emails a few weeks back and said, hey, Moxter, if you can throw the Beat Farmers version of Powderfinger in there someday, I'll be a happy camper. So hopefully I made you a happy camper. Brian Johnstown. I'm sorry, the Brian Jonestown Massacre. With the Let's Pretend It's Summer. Let's pretend I said their name right. Let's just do that. Hey, in about 8 minutes or so, right around 11 o'clock, we're going to do a radio and a music calendar. Just to let you know that that's going to be happening. Got a mock coming up at midnight. The Ohio Express is going to go under the mock light for a very short and sweet set of music. Beyond that, I don't know. We're just going to play some more songs. Got a couple requests have come in through the email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Try to mix those in throughout the duration of the evening. If you have a song suggestion, you can do the same. You can email me. Mock. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrctrequest. Not my old email. You can email my old email address if you remember that one. But I'm shifting people to the Gmails because that's what the kids think is hip. I'm really not a fan of Gmail, but... WRCTRequest@gmail.com. A couple weeks ago, we lost Jim Seals. He was the Seal part of Seals and Crofts. So in the best Moxter fashion, and the fact that we are coming up on the solstice, the summer solstice next week. How about I play you some, a cover version. A cover version of Summer Breeze. This one's going to scare the kids. Put their earmuffs on. From Lexington, Kentucky, it's Ted Bundy's Volkswagen. from the Baker EP, Summer Breeze.
See the guns hanging in the window, in the evening on a Friday night. A little light shining through the window, lets me know where my leg's alright. See the people laying on the sidewalk, little music from the house next door. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the dazzling in my mind. Sweet days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing a tune. And I come home from a day's work and you waited there, not a care. The jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Freeway.
from Ann Arbor, Michigan. That is the Laughing Hyenas from their Life of Crime album with Here We Go Again, wrapping up that set of music. Yeah, I got loud and crunchy, did I not? Hey, another band hailing from Michigan back in the mid-1990s, Jarvis, in that set with Freeway End. Started the entire set off with some Ted Bundy's Volkswagen and their version of a Summer Breeze. I think I told you like a month ago or so, I was reading Dave Grohl's storyteller book. Really enjoying it. Really, really actually enjoying it. And he talked about like the first time that when he was drumming for Scream and they went on tour, they got to go to Ann Arbor and they played in Michigan, or I think actually they played in Hamtramck. So I want to say they actually played in Hamtramck, but they played with Laughing Hyenas. And he was just so stoked because Jonathan Brannon of the Laughing Hyenas was in his record collection from his days in Negative Approach. And me, the Moxster, hailing from Michigan, I have seen the Laughing Hyenas more than once. In various incarnations of shows, club shows, basement shows, backyard shows, all over the place. Hey, it's about 3 minutes past your 11 o'clock hour here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I think it's time now we do a thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Let you know some things going on. Got to turn the mic on. Going on around town. Before we get to either calendar, I do want to tell you a couple things. First and foremost, I came out of that very aggressive set of music, so why not tell you about Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy? Yeah, Eric O'Brien is back on the airwaves here at WRCT. Blending instrumental versions of songs everyone knows with the occasional vocal pop standard, and then he mixes that in with some odd news and interesting song facts in a moment or two of levity. If there's too much noise in your world, tune in to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. I personally think the show's awesome. Want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House is a single-screen theater in Lawrenceville. Each week they choose a new movie and they show classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films. They've got natural popcorn with real butter at